this is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
Hey, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And to start things off there, Cindy and the Playmates from the compilation Homeschooled, the ABCs of Kid Soul, put out by, I think, the Numero Group many years ago. And that was the song Now That School Is Through. And that song goes out to all of the school attendees in my life, or in your life, or whoever's listening. It's the last day of school here in Vancouver. I know many teachers that are probably feeling they made it to the finish lines. So enjoy your very well-deserved summer time off. And to all the kids out there, too, you made it as well. I know it can be a bit bittersweet when school wraps up, but you're going to have a fun summer, I'm sure. On today's show, we have previewing some artists that are swinging through town, some new music from Pardoner, Arthur Russell, Olaf Dreyer, who's part of the band The Knife, he has a new song out. And some fun. We're going to start kind of on the rockier side and then end up on the poppier dancer side. It should be a good show all around. Let's start off with some Jonathan Richman. Jonathan Richman was supposed to play in town in March, but the bad weather then meant that he canceled his Pacific Northwest tour, or he postponed it. And so he's rolling through town now. He's going to be playing tonight at St. James Hall in Kits, and then tomorrow night at the Rio Theater in East Van. And so, I first saw Jonathan Richman 22 years ago. 2 days after 9/11, so it was a pretty somber set, but still excellent. And then again, a few years after that, at the Red Richards on Richards, but I haven't seen him for a while. So excited that he's coming back to town. My favorite record of his is one that he did with the Modern Lovers, his band, in 1985, called "Rockin' in Romance." And this is one of my all-time favorite songs. If you've listened to this show for a long time, you've definitely heard it. This is "I'm Just Beginning to Live," and this is Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
had a dream last night that I was flying, and I was so high. Was this heaven? I started falling, but there was no ground for me to smash into a million bits. I'm like a rocket hurling down a bottomless pit, and I'm just along for the ride. That's when you turned to me and said, nobody cares about your dreams, no one wants to hear your fantasy, nobody wants to know your subconscious desire, so just keep it to yourself. Nobody cares about your dreams, nobody cares about your dreams except you. I had a dream night that I met two girls, and they were beautiful. They thought I was funny, and I felt invincible. We hit the town, and we went dancing under the neon. Like there was no time, and kept swirling till the morning light. That's when you turned to me and said, nobody cares about your dreams, no one wants to hear your fantasy, nobody wants to know your deepest and darkest desire, so just keep it to yourself. Nobody cares about your dreams, nobody cares about your dreams except you.
All right, that is Dreams by Ira Hardley, their debut single. And they're going to be playing tonight at the Lido, along with Midnight News, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Before that, we heard Speed Reader, a newish band here in Vancouver. That was the song Water from their demos. And at the top, Jonathan Richman with the song I'm Just Beginning to Live. Like I mentioned, Ira Hardley is going to be playing with the band Midnight News, and we're going to hear their demos, or a song from their demos next. So this is Midnight News, which features three members of Supermoon. And here we go. This is The Magician on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
From San Francisco, California, that was the band Pardoner, and that was their song Dreaming's Free from the recently released, why am I so mealy-mouthed, the recently released album Peace Loving People. Oh, quite a rocker. Way to rock it out, Pardoner. Before that, we heard Woolworm with their new single, Bangs. They're going to be playing at Black Lab tonight. There's a lot going on tonight. Got to say, the Lido, Black Lab, and Jonathan Richman at St. James Hall. It's a good Thursday night, friends. If you're a Woolworm head, make sure to get down there tonight. Before that, we heard Midnight News from their demos. That was the song The Magician. Arthur Russell has the estate of Arthur Russell has put out a new compilation. It's entitled Picture of Bunny Rabbit, and it's excellent. It was recorded in I should have done this before. I'll talk about it after. I forgot to look up some of the details of this, but it was recorded during one of his other records, this session, and I'm going to do some research and I'll talk about it. Arthur Russell, Not Checking Up. This is from the newly released compilation, Picture of Bunny Rabbit. Here we go.
It's the only day I'm off work. It's the only time I have it all. Today's the only day I'm off work. It's the only time I have it all. Thank you.
MRG Live presents Between the Buried and Me, the Parallax 2 Future Sequence Tour. The band will perform the album in its entirety live at the Vogue Theater on July 10th with special guests Thank You Scientists and Rivers of Nile. Don't miss the legendary progressive metal band Between the Buried and Me live at the Vogue Theater on July 10th. Get tickets now at mrglive.com. Potlatch is a queer Indigenous party featuring Indigenous drag artists, performances, and DJs. And they have an event happening on July 1st with performances by Sha Sha, Cheryl Trade, Kingfisher, and more. DJ sets by DJ Paisley Ava, Coda, Animal Kingdom, and more. For more information, you can visit Potlatch on Instagram.
Right, that is Soft Fossil from their new record or EP entitled Requiem. That was the song New Shorelines. Before that, we heard My Name is Del, Who also have a new record out. It's called Mind Rescue, and that was the title track. And at the top, Arthur Russell from the new compilation, Picture of Bunny Rabbit, and that was the song Not Checking Up. I was not checking up on the notes that I had. But yeah, it was recorded at the same time as 1986's World of Echo, which is probably one of his best known albums. And it's kind of this legendary recording session. So great that that is finally seeing the light of day. Arthur Russell died in 1992, but thankfully a lot of his music has been released by his estate, and hopefully there'll be some more coming soon. I have a book out about him from the library that I'm hoping to read, and yeah, fascinating person. All right, going to keep things on that kind of glitchy electronic tip. Olof Dreyer was one half of the band The Knife. His sister has gone on to perform as Fever Ray, and he has done a bunch of different things. He recorded as Oni Ehan and has released music under his own name, and he has a new single out as such. It's entitled Rosa Rugosa, and we're going to give it a listen to it right now. Here is Olof Dreyer. We'll be right back.
Tilano is happening on July 8th with vendors, food, art, and live music to explore. Come on down to the Vine stage to say hello to CITR's booth and get a chance to be on radio. Can't make it? No worries. CITR will be live broadcasting interviews and artist performances at the Vine stage. Artists such as Hallelujah Hailu, Viberson, Salt Spring Underground, Hip Hop Mechanics, and more. Check out the booth live at Catalano or the live remote broadcast on CITR.ca.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
falling apart. Oh, just so far away, just so far away.
Is Eddie Chacone from his record Sundown, recently released on Stone's Throw. And yeah, I saw him play last Thursday night at Fortune, and it was excellent. I wasn't really that familiar with his work. He had a hit in the 80s or 90s with his band Eddie and Charles called Would I Lie to You, and then was out of the music scene for a while until John Carroll Kirby, producer and pianist, and kind of started collaborating with him, and they put out a couple of records together now, and they performed together last Thursday, and it was really great. So I'm glad he's back in the game. Before that song, we heard John Carroll Kirby from his forthcoming record, Blowout. That was the song Mates. And at the top, we heard Olaf Dreyer from his new single, Rosa Rugosa. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Awkward transition. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you all have a great weekend. Like I said, there's a lot going on tonight and tomorrow. In addition to all of that, La Tigra are in town next week. So they're playing two nights at the Commodore Ballroom, the 3rd and the 4th. And yeah, I'm going to be going on Monday, which is great. I saw them in 2003 in Seattle, and or maybe 2002, I forget. But yeah, it's been 20 years. So excited to relive some of those songs. Their debut record is still was just like a cultural watershed moment for me when I heard that. Really blew my hair back. So we're going to hear a song off of that record from 2000. This is the song Les and Ray. All right, let's do that. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye.